Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Soften My Heart and Make Me More Like Jesus, already in progress.
I said, if you go to 2 Samuel 12, you will find that King David, which was a man after God's own heart, that God loved him with all his heart, he committed adultery with a woman he wasn't married to. All he had about 8 wives. If that ain't enough, if one man has got a problem with 8 women, then that he's got to go outside of the home to have sex with another woman. God told him, he even said this. He said, David, you know, if what I had given you wasn't enough, if you had have asked me, I would have given you more. But he said, because you did that, I, the Lord, am going to strike your child with sickness. And the child was born normal. She carried the baby the whole 9 months, and then she had the little guy and a little boy. And the Lord says, I'm so upset with you, I'm going to strike your child. And the scripture says, the Lord struck the child with sickness, and the child died in 1 week. Did it not? Is that what he said? He said, I've never heard anything like that. I said, sir, and something else that's there too. As I said, it took me a long time to pick up on this. The Lord also said through the prophet, now because you've done what you've done, I'm going to send men to rape your wives. People said, God would never do nothing like that. It says clearly in the scripture, and God raised up evil. God raised up evil in David's house. Now then, these 8 wives that never had any problem with anybody, all of a sudden they're being raped on the housetops and the street corners for everybody to see. God said, what you did in secret, I will do openly for the world to see. So if a man goes out and runs around on his wife, and he does it in secret, and then his wife gets raped at the grocery store, if God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, will he do the same thing today? So how's the best way to keep your wife from getting raped at the grocery store? Be a good man. Don't do anything stupid. In fact, let me tell you how good God is. Right after Cheryl and I got married, I was home studying one night, getting ready to go somewhere to teach. And it got about midnight or 1 o'clock or something. So I thought, wow, I'm tired. I'm just going to go ahead and go to bed. She was out singing that night. She was going to be home in another hour or two or three, whatever. So I went to bed. I'm laying there sound asleep. And all of a sudden, I hear, for the only time in all the 50 times that plus that God has spoken to me audibly, only one has he ever called my name. Normally God says, son, and that's what I hear. And then he tells me what he wants me to do. But this night he said, Thurman, and I was laying there sound asleep. And when he said, Thurman, I opened my eyes and right in front of me in the dark was like a faded out TV screen, sharp as it could be in the middle, but faded out on the sides. There was Cheryl driving down 26 in her car, and she pulled into a service station and pulled into the car wash, and she parked her car, got out and reached over and tucked the wand and started to wash her car. And a man came from each end of that car wash, and they attacked her. And just as they attacked her, the power went off, and everything went dead. I reached over and grabbed my telephone. I punched her number right quick, and it rang. On the first ring, she answered. She said, yes, honey. I said, honey, where are you? She said, I'm on 26 fixing to pull into the car wash to wash my car. Coincidence, huh?
No
coincidence. I'm walking in obedience to his word. I'm one of his sons. I've not been out raping other women. You know, I've not been out looking at other women. I've not been out doing pornography. I'm keeping myself clean and pure for one woman, the only woman in my life, my wife. So instead of letting her get raped and beat up and killed, maybe murdered in that car wash, he spoke to me and gave me the privilege to call her. And as soon as I called her and her phone answered, and I told her that, when she said, I'm on 26 and I'm fixing to pull in and wash my car, I said, no, honey, the Lord just showed me you were beat up and subdued and who knows what happened to you, but something bad happened to you in that car wash. She said, I was going to get some gas too, but I ain't even going to stop. I'm coming straight home. She came straight home. And you see, she's still sitting here in perfect shape. She did not get raped that night. She did not get beat up on. She did not get shot that night. But if God hadn't have spoke to me and told me what to do, there's no telling what might have happened to my wife that night. Now then, what if I'd have been a bad boy? He just wouldn't have spoke to me, and you'd have read it in the newspaper. Woman gets killed and raped in the car wash in Colleyville. Nobody would have had a clue what happened or why. Is God awesome?
Yes.
Does it pay good dividends to obey Him? It pays great dividends to obey Him. Now then, I love stories like that, don't you? I don't like the one where, well, his wife, it's what a shame. He'd only been married to her for 6 months, and she gets killed, shot, raped, and beat up and bruised in a car wash in Colleyville. But the average person and the average church, if you were to tell somebody that God still does those things, all is written in the book, just like this man the other day, he told me, he said, Thurman, I don't believe that. He said, are you trying to tell me that God would punish my child because of the sins that I did back yonder? I said, yes. He said, I don't believe that. When I learned the principles of the kingdom and take people that I'd prayed for sometimes for months or years and I could not get them healed, and then I found out how the sin was keeping them, because I went to the Lord and asked Him, Lord, why can I not get this person healed? And He would tell me, there's a sin issue and you're going to have to take care of the sin issue. Well, I mean, that's all I know. I don't know what the sin issue is. So how do I find the sin? I take Jeremiah 33:3. I go to the Word of God. I ask the Lord to show me what the sin issue is. Or I tell them, the husband and the wife, you two go to the Lord and it's your problem. So you pray. That's what He wants you to do anyway, right? He wants you to go to Him through your husband, because He wants a relationship with you too, which He hadn't had. You see what I mean? And so whenever you go to the Lord through your husband, and your husband are praying together, and He can reveal to either one, but He wants Him to be in charge of ruling the home. And so whenever he's there praying, Lord, will you please show me what kind of sin we have here that's causing my wife not to get healed? And He may show it to you, just like He has many times the woman. But sometimes He'll speak directly to the man. And when y'all get that problem taken care of and y'all repent, get back into your love walk, then you pray and He shows up, just like He did with little Jenna out there. See, with that case, the daddy done all the praying like I told him to, but he spoke to the mother because it was her sin that was causing it. But it's at his request. So we just don't realize the authority that we have in the name of Jesus. You know, but the thing about it is, if you have a sin in your life, just like this man said, we prayed for this other little girl, and he said, everybody in the church prayed and she died. So he said, what's the problem? I said, there's a sin issue. I said, there's a sin issue. And I said, until the sin is taken care of, the little girl died. I said, I've been through this with lots of people. But you know, whenever he finally told me, well, we're fixing to do the surgery, so I'm just going to, I'll talk to you later. I'll call you and let you know how it come out. And now whether he does or not, I don't know. But as I walked away from there, as I got up and went up to talk to Dave about some things, I thought, you know, although he'd been in church and he's an older man, or got to be at least middle-aged because he had a 20-something-year-old daughter, but he's never been to a church that preaches the principles of the kingdom, that Jesus is the one that does these things. And so if you don't know that, then everybody, in fact, just like the other day when I was listening to a pastor, good pastor, on Daystar, Marcus asked him a question. Where does the devil come from? And he said, Marcus, we don't know where the devil come from. And I thought to myself, you know, I'm wanting to go inside the TV set and say, hey, guys, I know where the devil come from. And in fact, I want us to we've been in Colossians now for the last 2 or 3 weeks, but I want us to go back and recap a little bit in Colossians chapter 1. Starting with verse 12, I want to recap. We'll just read over these kind of quickly. But I want you to see something here, because some of you may not have been here. In Colossians 1:12, it says, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us fit meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Verse 13, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Lots of people don't know that before you got saved, you were in the kingdom of darkness. You were a child of the devil. Now, if you really want to offend somebody, you go up to a lovely lady like Miss Jackie that don't know these things and say, you know, are you saved? Well, I just got saved 2 weeks ago. Wow. Did you know you were a child of the devil all that time? Boy, they can be offended, can't they? Man, I've never been a child of the devil. But according to God's word, when we see people that are out here that don't know Jesus, that are killing, stealing, destroying, I mean, raping people, who do those people belong to? Satan. Yeah, they belong to Satan. And they're his children. And so he's ruling them. And what did Satan come to do? To what?
Heal.
Okay, so if you belong to Satan and he come to steal, kill, and to destroy, what do you think you're going to be doing? Now then, to stop all of that, you've got to be delivered from that kingdom of darkness and translated into the kingdom of light. And so to get over there, what do you have to do? You have to get saved. That's the exact answer. You have to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. When you do that, the scripture just says that Jesus now took us out of the kingdom of darkness, translated us into the kingdom of light, and we now become sons and daughters of the Most High God. Now then, once we become sons and daughters of the Most High God, we're supposed to change. Now, some people don't do a very good job of changing. You know, they still stay right there where they was. But let's look at this. He delivered us out of this power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. Okay, verse 14. Let's go on to the next verse. Read over these. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Is that good news? We are forgiven. Well, let's see what verse 15 says. Who is the image of the invisible God and the firstborn of every creature? Now, that's Jesus he's talking about. Verse 16. Let's see what that says. For by him were a few things created. When it comes to things of darkness, when it comes to sickness and disease, everybody wants to believe that God doesn't make those things. I mean, I've heard numerous people, pastors and everything else, including myself way back yonder, when I didn't know the difference either. For by him, Jesus, were all things created. And then he goes, and he knew we would mess that up if he stopped right there. So he thought, I'll just elaborate on that a little. Things that are in heaven and that are on in the earth. So that means everything up there and everything down here, everything. And he don't stop there, does he? Heaven and in earth. Then he goes visible and invisible. So what does that include? I mean, he don't leave much out of visible and invisible, does he? But he still doesn't stop there. Visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were made by him and for him. So if God made all things, then where does Satan come from? Satan and his host of demons. And so then where does sickness come from? Where does goodness come from?
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Soften My Heart and Make Me More Like Jesus, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website, www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.